Is this Dan?
Yep.
Dan, was you at a Eagles concert, Oklahoma City, back in January this year?
Yep.
You go to a party in a hotel afterwards?
Yep.
Well, then I got the right feller. Listen, my name is Roy D. Mercer. And I believe you met my daughter.
Yep.
When you was there, Letitia?
I'd meet too many people there.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to call you and tell you that you's about 4 months away from being a daddy. That's, yeah, it ain't funny. You get your laughing done right now, son.
Well, that's real fun because I didn't ever mess with anybody up there. I had my cousin who's a man. We come hauling ass in there and hauling ass out.
You can deny it all you want to. I didn't figure you'd be man enough to fess up to it.
How you doing?
Well, I ain't doing very good right now. I'm getting
ready to be
a grandpa. Roy D. Mercer from Fairfax, Oklahoma.
I like that.
But you ain't going to like it when I get over and whoop your smart ass.
Bring it on.
I will bring it on. By God, you might remember she big bosom.
No, I'm sorry. I don't remember anybody. I had my cousin there with me, and there was a couple of friends of mine there, musicians, old friends, him and his wife, and we were out of there.
Listen, I don't want you to make it good. I don't want no son-in-law. I just want you to pay for your mistake and be a man about it.
Well, I am a man, and I'm a man true, so that's not a problem.
$200 a month is what we're needing out of you.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Take care of support your child.
Yeah, well, I got a cat, you know.
Yeah, by God. You're getting ready to get an ass whooping. What you're getting ready to get on top of
the wrong person.
Beg pardon?
Thank you from the wrong person.
And that she, well, I think you did too.
I think you from the wrong person.
I guarantee you. Has she got a Tasmanian devil tattoo on her right shoulder? That bring back anything?
No.
She wouldn't fess up to it, Dan.
No, she don't know who I am. She couldn't scrap me. She saw me.
Well, for a long while she couldn't, but this we got a traveling hypnotist to come through town every. It ain't funny.
Oh, damn, this is good. I like this.
And you ain't gonna like it. Listen, he got...
Phil.
He... Wait a minute. Listen now.
That's great, man.
Listen, I got me an amniotic sack full of ass whoop right here.
Why'd you think it was me?
Well, I didn't think it was your voice, but I figured you was behind it.
Oh, Dan. Oh.
Well, listen, and that hypnotist, he got her mama to stop smoking.
Keep on going. I did like the story of that. Yeah,
he got her mama to stop dipping, actually. And then he hypnotized her, and she told us all about it, Dan.
Cool. Tell me about it.
Tiger-striped underwear.
Really?
And she said you cried right after you done it.
Damn right.
Don't sound like you, does it,
what
Dan?
What do you look like anyway?
Oh, Dan, you don't want to know.
Oh, no. Look like Phil in a dress.
Never mind.